Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
For listening in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. if you are listening on my show page there, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis, however you want to. As well as Facebook, you can go into your Facebook account. You can follow us on Facebook. You can find the show page on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Our show page should come up there. Go ahead and send us a do your thing there and become friends of the show. I also have a Twitter account if you want to follow us on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right? And again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, it's weird today because as I got on my show page and then went into my studio, a lot of my lines are already full. People are already in and listening into the show. So we should have a great show today. And again, thank you guys for listening in. 818-301-5834. Today's show is called Favoritism in the Workplace. Favoritism in the Workplace. I wanted to do this show for a special friend of mine that wanted to talk about favoritism in the workplace. And I'm going to bring them up on the show in just a minute here. But before I do, guys, join me tomorrow and it's going to be the same show time at 5:30 for the next 4 weeks, okay? And join me tomorrow for a special show that's called Honey, Are You Ready Yet? Tomorrow's show is going to be about, you know, and I'm not jumping on women, okay? But what I'm talking about is how long it takes for women to get ready to go out, all right? So join me tomorrow for Honey, Are You Ready Yet? Okay? Join me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So favoritism in the workplace. What is favoritism in the workplace? Favoritism in the workplace is a lot of different things, okay? You know, it's usually something between coworkers, of course, but it seems like it may be coworkers that are upset with each other, and because the management or your supervisor is doing things that don't seem fair, okay? And what we're going to do, I'm going to go ahead and bring the caller up on the show from the 919 area code, first three digits are 637. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Frank, what up, man?
Hey, what's up, bud?
What's going on?
Just kind of taking it easy right now. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. You know, glad you did this show, Favoritism in the Workplace. My thing on it, you know, it's we all know that you're going to have people that you like more than somebody else. But when you're in a position of management, I don't think you should show it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't think it should be shown.
Right.
And like, I just got an example. That I want, you know, you take, let's say you got Billy, that done been here 4 years. Then you got Susan that done been here maybe 2 years. Now, Billy came in. Billy did everything you asked him to do. Billy done picked up all the stuff that it was to learn about the job quickly. He did it, you know. You had no problems out of Billy. Then you got Susie that done did the same thing. But Billy done been here 4 years. Billy done trained people under him. Billy done ran, you know, you got the manager and you got the assistant manager. Billy done ran the assistant manager job when the manager or the assistant manager ain't been around. The assistant manager has shown Billy numerous times how to do different tasks within their job, you know. And then you got Susie that been here 2 years. Susie ain't trained nobody. The only thing Susie done did, and mind you, the job that Billy and Susie do, there's nothing that they do that can outshine the other. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do the same thing every day.
Right.
So now you got Billy that done been here 4 years, that done did there, you know, that did him and Susie do the same thing. But for some reason, because Susie asked you, then asked the manager how to do what they can do to learn this position, the new manager has chosen Susie over Billy, but Billy don't feel the need to ask because Billy done did this. Really all Billy waiting on is the opportunity to be put in that position again to show that he can run the job. Maybe he need a little critiquing in the job, but the only reason Susie asks you from time to time is because she don't know nothing about the job and she's trying to learn the job. But Billy know part of the job already, and all he want is another opportunity to run the job or to be critiqued in some areas of the job. But now my problem is when you take Susie and place her above Billy, above Rico, anybody else that done been there already that's capable of also learning the job if they want to learn it, or that's capable of just doing the job, period, but you place Susie above them, now you got a problem. On top of that, Billy is the only one speaking on it. Everybody has a problem with the situation, but Billy's speaking on it. Everybody else hiding.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, my thing is, I believe in people moving up in jobs, and you know, like you say, it's nothing about someone can do a job better than the other one because they know the job just as well as the other person know the job. But my whole thing is that is Billy pushing for that position, or is Billy kind of just hiding behind the door waiting on somebody to holler at him, or is Billy, you know, doing the same thing that Kate may be doing, but Kate only been there a little while, and now Kate come out, and Kate say, hey, you know, teach me this job. But when you're in management, now, you look on the other side. When you're in management, the only way you're going to keep down this feeling towards other people, or keeping your employees from feeling ill towards the other, you use something that's called seniority. And if you use seniority and you put somebody in that position who's senior to that person, now, if they get in that job and they can't do the job, then, hey, anybody can get in that job. But you have to go by seniority first in order to keep the hostility down with your workers, because that's, you know, what's happening there is exactly what I'm talking about. You start getting people saying that, hey, Billy's favored over me, or she's favored over Billy, or whatever. But seniority usually, everyone understands seniority, okay? So that's why people use seniority to move people up in the company, because everyone understands seniority. No one understands favoritism, okay? So that's something that I think, you know, should be addressed, is that it should be some type of seniority to go into this other position. Unless Billy having some kind of problems coming to work and things like that, that's different. But seniority should be the thing that they go by to move people to different positions. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah,
I understand the seniority thing too, but I don't really feel seniority. You know, I know seniority will probably keep the peace more or less than any other way of handling it. But
right.
You know, I guess what I'm trying to understand is when you're doing a job where nobody, is nothing that you're doing to really separate yourself from somebody else, and the only thing that the manager can tell you is that this person asked me how to do this job.
Right.
And this is a new manager. You know, this is a new manager. Billy done been there already. Billy done been under another manager and has done this before, has asked. This is why he knows part of the job already. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's done it, but this is new management. So, you know, I guess Billy didn't feel like he had to really go ask, because his assistant manager knows that he's done this before, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you say, that may be exactly it. It may be favoritism. I don't know. But like I said, the way that I found in management and dealing with people is that you don't just move someone into a position because you like them. You move people into positions because of seniority. Now, if that person gets in that position or don't even want that position, that's a different story. But if you're gonna move somebody, you know, if you're gonna promote somebody to another job, then that should be pretty much strictly all about seniority. And like I say, everyone understands seniority. So that's how you do it. You put a job out there in your department, say, so to speak, and you say, okay, y'all can apply for this job if you want it. And everybody not gonna apply for that job. But those people that apply for that job and that are qualified, and you know, people sitting on that same level, everybody got the same, you know, qualifications and all. Now you gotta go to seniority. And once you get to, you know, once you find out who's the senior person there, then you offer that senior person that job. But like I said, now if that senior person don't want that job or didn't apply for that job or whatever, then you have to overlook them. But other than that, people, you know, companies and small companies and stuff, they usually use seniority when they got a few employees to move people to different positions.
Right. And Frank, let me clear things up too. There's no position that's open yet. It's the principle it's the way that situations are being handled lately that's really bothering. But there's no position that's open. It's just the fact that Billy know when the position do come open that Susie or Timmy is gonna get the recommendation over him. The manager has made that clear. And Billy's problem is, what are they doing that's better than Billy? But it's clear that, you know, there's word of mouth. You know, when a position come open, the person that deal with you every day is the one that's, you know, they're going to have probably the first say-so on who they think should be put in that position. And, you know, like you said, everybody ain't going to apply for that position. But there are some people that ain't trying to be stuck where they at forever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they want the same opportunity as everybody else.
Right. Right. Well, I again, I think some people don't know how to manage people that are under them. Some people don't know how to do that, and they just go by what they know. And that's, you know, as far as this goes, I don't think that's the right way to do it. But I can't tell somebody how to do it, but I just don't think that that may be the right way to do it. Now I do have another caller up on the show that wants to talk from the 770 area code. The first three digits are 483. I'm going to leave you up on the air, and I'm going to put them up on the air. Give me a second. From the 770-483 area code, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. You have a comment?
What's going on, man? It's Pay from Stone Mound, Georgia. I'm commenting,
yes,
because I have a supervisor at my job, and favoritism is the way she gets by every day. It's no seniority. It's no who works the hardest. It's favoritism. It's whoever kissing her butt, you know?
Right.
The ones who don't kiss her butt, like she just let this lady go who been there 11 years. Now, we got another boy who been in there, done tried to fight the women at the job, done told women off, done came up there drunk, passed out, but this man still working there with no worries. But you just let this lady go for 11 years because she didn't kiss your butt, and she was the hardest worker there. Favoritism, it hurts.
Yeah,
and I'm one of those people that don't kiss her butt. So at the end of the day, I'm like, damn, my job at risk because I'm not kissing her butt and I'm not friendly as everybody else is to her, because I see the dirt that she do to other people, that, you know.
Right. Well, see, that's another thing. That's exactly what I was saying. When you managing people and you start to do things like this, all you're doing is you cause a havoc within your employees. You know what I'm saying? You cause a havoc within your employees by not knowing how to handle this type of situation. When people are in management and managing people, they have to understand their people, and then they have to understand how to go about moving people into different positions in order to make everything work together. And when you start taking favoritism, when you start calling favorites, then the your employees are going to get ill towards you, because, like you said, somebody been there 11 years and they not kissing your butt. But instead of putting them in a position where they can prosper, you're going to grab somebody who's been here 2 years and stick them in there because you like them.
Yeah. At the same time, the favoritism also don't even go above, it don't stop at her. It goes above her to her supervisor. We just had a meeting about our supervisor, how bad she is. But her supervisor, they so cool that they made the meeting sound good. Like, we told her the floor runs better when she's not in there. The dude going to tell us, oh, that's good. That means she's doing her job. So when she's not there, she got y'all doing what y'all supposed to do. It goes above her. The favoritism, it goes above her, too.
Right, right. And see, that's you know, that's a problem. And I can even hear it in your voice. And, you know, people aren't crazy. People can see what's going on, they can probably grab a hold of it immediately. As soon as it happens, they can grab a hold of it, and they know what's going on. And then as soon as you walk out the door, you're like, man, all they doing is, you know, they putting the old girl in that position, and she don't even deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so,
right.
You know, I understand.
Yeah, it's horrible at my job, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know what to suggest to you guys. All I know is, you know, if you're feeling this way about it, then, you know, something needs to be said at some point. Because
it's all been said. That's the whole thing. It's all been said. But it's like little cliques around there. And the supervisor is part of a clique, and she got the most powerful people in her clique. So you can't, you know what I mean? So you can't go to nobody around her because they're going to whisper it right back to her. And then you don't know if she's going to have that vendetta against you, just like that girl that was there 11 years. She said what she had to say. And since then, she had a vendetta against her to get her up out of there. And she found a way to get her out of there. So you got to worry about ill feelings towards you once you say something.
Right.
Hey.
Frank and Tate,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, I, you know, now as I'm sitting here listening to you, all I can say, it's making me think that all I can do is let, you know, we can only let go and let God deal with it. And, you know, only you can change your situation, man.
Right.
Only, you know, and that's, and that's the whole thing, you know. You either, you know, be quiet about it and let chips fall in their place, or, you know, you're going to say something about it. You know, you're not going to stand around and let this happen and don't say, because you're going to be miserable for a long time with this type of stuff going on at work. Now, I got another caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Do you have a comment? You got about a minute.
Yes. I just want to say to both of the fellas that, like you said, I can hear it in their voice. They're very frustrated, but you just got to remember, just, you know, you can only control what you can control, and the rest of it you got to let go. Before you start voicing and getting angry, you better have another, you know, plan B in place. You know, it's a game, and we have to play these games at these jobs, and it's up to you to decide how long you're going to play the game. So it's your job, play the game as long as you want to, and then get out of there because, you know, that's what it's about. You can't control these people. So I just want to say hang in there, guys, and just play the game as long as you want to, and don't let them see that it's upsetting you.
Right. And thanks, caller, for calling. But that's exactly, you know, what I was saying. They're gonna be that, you know, that happens in probably every workplace, especially when you got a lot of people. That happens everywhere, and people talk about it all the time. But like you said, if you're not happy with it, then either you're going to have to say something about it just to get it off your chest and feel better, or you're going to have to bite your lip and not say anything about it and keep moving on. You know, I don't know. I can't tell you what to do, but, you know, I don't think you guys can be so upset about it and then you stop performing well at your job because of it. So definitely don't do that. Just, you know, either say something about it or don't. You know, it's a fine line right there that you guys have to walk, okay?
Right.
All right, guys, thank you. And thank you guys for listening in to the show. And, again, I may have to do something different. I may have to do another show on this because, you know, a lot of people up on the show got other people that, that want to talk, but, but I still got a lot of people that want to talk, and the show is over, but I know you guys are still holding on and listening. But I still got people that want to talk, and I'm sorry, guys, I didn't get to you guys, but I really wanted to let my guy voice his opinion because this is what he wanted to talk about. But, you know, again, it's a fine line to walk here. So, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful because this is your livelihood. This is the way you take care of your family. You know, and again, there's always going to be favoritism in the workplace. That's just the way it is. I mean, if you were if you were managing 10 or 12 people, there is going to be someone within that 10 or 12 that you gravitate to, that you feel better about than you do others. But you have to be able to watch that and not let that get in the way of you managing your group, because that's going to throw fire, you know, that's going to throw gas on a fire that probably wasn't even, you know, hadn't even flamed up yet. So you guys got to be careful and just think about what you're doing and make sure that you talk to other people and try to make good decisions, okay? So, again, I may need to do another show on this. I may step in again tomorrow or the next day and do another show on this, because I got, like I said, I have people up on the show that wants to talk, and we may have to do it again. This may be a subject that you know, that may be hot with a lot of people. But thank you guys for listening in, and thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are online, thank you guys. Take care of yourselves. And it's Frank. I'm over. I'm out. Join me again tomorrow, 5:30 p.m., same time, same place. And we're going to get back into favoritism in the workplace. Take care, guys.
I'm gonna promise.